Spirit of God, take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and work with them. And so dominate our hearts with your love, that we may be used on a daily basis as an example of your kingdom here on earth. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
What a beautiful week we have been blessed with here in Central Florida. Beautiful day. And also next week looks great too. We are truly blessed people in how God is with us. The word shepherd comes through strongly this morning. The fourth Sunday of Easter, no matter what liturgical year you are in, A, B, or C, and we are in liturgical year B, no matter what liturgical year you are looking or what gospel you're looking at on the fourth Sunday, it is always Good Shepherd Sunday. We hear two of the most familiar and cherished portions of Scripture. The 23rd Psalm, which we said together, and it was the King James Version. And the section from John's Gospel, where Jesus says, I am the Good Shepherd. Life can be very unsettling. And we all are aware of that. At times, we can be bounced around by daily news events, life circumstances, whether it be from health issues with family members, maybe our own health issues, or maybe financial struggles, and certainly tragic events can make us get obsessed with the television. And so therefore, our emotions go from one end of the spectrum to the other. By keeping focused on prayer, staying consistently attached to a worshiping community, like St. George Episcopal Church here today, our lives will be cradled with God's love. We will be able to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd, no matter what's going on, no matter where we are, no matter what we're thinking, no matter if we're praying in our living room or simply driving down the road. We will be able to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd as long as we stay attached. God is the Great Shepherd, the Great Shepherd who cares about us. And please make no mistake about that. God knows us and offers us peace. The word from Jesus, peace be with you. Peace be with you. That's what Jesus said to the apostles when they were scared. And it's the same thing that he says to us. Peace be with you. When God is the center of our lives, we live with reassurance. We live with hope. We live with reassurance and hope, and we don't live in fear. We don't live in despair because we know that God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, is with us. When we find ourselves in the midst of life storms, and there will be times when we are in the midst of storms in our life, we can find peace and we can find safety by centering ourselves on God. The story of the Good Shepherd describes a God who cares about people. And so often in this world that is hungry and thirsty for love, hungry and thirsty for joy, hungry and thirsty for reconciliation, hungry and thirsty to be cared about, no matter how the world treats you, know that God cares about you. Know that this community of St. George cares about you. And the people that you are surrounded with love and care about you. The Greek word for good is kalos. And kalos means model or true. In that sense, the shepherd is the one who models compassion. The shepherd is the one who is tending to the weak and those who are struggling and injured. The good shepherd seeks out the lost and is always seeking justice. Most of us don't regularly interact with sheep. Sheep are smelly and stubborn. Certainly, we don't interact with sheep as often as those who lived in Jesus' time. When a sheep would stray away from the flock, they are living on the edge. They are living on the edge of disaster, and they are living on the edge of harm. The same way is with us. When we stray away from this Christian community, when we stray away from God, we are living on the edge of spiritual disaster. When a sheep would stray away from the flock, the good shepherd goes after the lost. He is totally aware of the whereabouts of every single sheep. God knows when we are lost, and the Holy Spirit attempts to nudge us back into the flock. And it may be an aggressive nudge, it may be a passive nudge, but yet the Holy Spirit, and by the power of God, and thank God for this, God does not give up on us. God's not giving up on you. God's not giving up on me, your neighbor, or your family member. God is there. God is tuned in to God's flock. He hears our cries. He hears our prayers for help. He is sensitive to our needs and has empathy for our pain. Although there are times when it seems as no one is listening, God is. God hears our concerns since God is tuned into our problems, our trials, and our tribulations. Does it mean that all that will be solved according to the way we want it solved? Absolutely not. But it does mean that we're not alone. It does mean that we're not forgotten. It does mean that God has not abandoned us. We are cradled and nursed in God's love. There is a phrase that appears twice in this passage. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. No matter how stubborn and smelly we may be, God is still there for us. When Jesus lays down his life for us, he is in full, whole, wholesome service and humbled. God is willing to make a tremendous sacrifice for the sake of God's people like you and me. God the Good Shepherd is one whom we listen to. God the Good Shepherd is the one that we follow. God the Good Shepherd is the one that we are called to trust. We're not called to trust in something on the internet. We're not called to trust something that we see in social media. We're not called to trust in something that we might see on TV. We're not called to trust in politics. We are not called to trust in somebody else's advice. We are called to trust in God, period. God gives us encouragement. God gives us hope. And God gives us a promise. A promise that says, I will be there with you till the end. At times, we may not be able to clearly discern where God is always leading us, but we can trust that God is protecting us like a good shepherd every step of the way. God sees us, God knows us, God hears us, and God loves us. We are always embraced and surrounded by God's love. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is loving. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is affectionate to our souls. And Jesus, the Good Shepherd, was willing to be vulnerable. I pray that we can keep trusting in the Good Shepherd, even when things do not quite turn out like we have planned. listen for God's voice, knowing He will get us where we need to be. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And you and I, by the grace of God, will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.